My name is Alicia, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. I am super passionate about education, personal development, growth, and bringing out the best in every college student. This podcast will help motivate you, empower you, and bring you clarity and confidence in who you are, in your purpose, and help you take action toward a life you love. Don't wait until you graduate to live your best life. Let's start now. Welcome to the College Life Podcast. It's Alicia here, and today we are talking about what holds us back from figuring out and working towards our purpose. So for the past few weeks, we've been doing the purpose series where we've been talking about a lot of different elements of figuring out your purpose. And we really can't talk about purpose without talking about why everyone is not already doing this. Because really, if everybody was doing this already, we wouldn't really be talking about this, right? So we need to talk about why we're not as a society or even just the people that we're around. So there are some things we are going to talk about in this podcast episode that might make you uncomfortable. I want you just to recognize and acknowledge that feeling, because I'm going to keep it 100% real with you. And if I say something that resonates, it's more of a reflection of where you're at and where you want to be. There's nothing right or wrong about this and feeling like you want to have a purpose or feeling like, dang, I'm not actually working towards my purpose. It's okay. I think, again, I just want you to acknowledge that, and it's okay to be uncomfortable and to sit in that for a little bit. So we're going to talk about six different areas as to what I've seen that holds us back from actually pursuing our purpose. And especially I see this a lot with college students that I've worked with the past several years, and I've also experienced it personally as a college student. The first thing that I wanted to talk about is that some of us don't even know that purpose is a thing. And so if you're listening to this podcast, obviously you know, because I've been talking about it for the past few episodes. And if this is your first one, hi, thanks for coming and stopping by. I would love it if you would just go and check out the rest of the purpose series, but I think just even being aware that purpose is a thing and that you can have a purpose in this world is really important. I think for me, I always felt like I had something that I was supposed to contribute to the world, but I had no clue what that was or even what purpose was, I guess, at least for my purpose. So I just wanted to mention that. So if you're already thinking about this and you are a current college student, that's awesome. So there are six things that we're going to talk about that really hold us back from pursuing this if we do kind of know that this is important to us and we want to figure out what our purpose is. So this is not only figuring out purpose, but also actually working towards your purpose as well. So these go hand in hand. So you might not know your purpose, and so you might experience some of these things because you don't know your purpose, or you might be experiencing these because you know your purpose, but you're not actually working towards them. Another element of this is that you might actually be working towards your purpose, but you're still feeling some of these things. So I think that they can not only hinder us from even getting started, but also from just continuing towards our purpose. So I think it's going to be a really important episode for us to talk about. Again, there are six areas that I'm going to be explaining in detail a little bit, and I think each one of these could actually have a podcast episode on their own, but we're just going to talk a little bit about each one. So the first one is fear of failure. So depending on your age and your experiences, you may not have had to fail a lot, and you may not have even had a lot of opportunities to fail a lot. Some of you might be on the other end of this, where maybe you failed a ton. And I think really going for it and going for something that you want, if you figure out that it's something that you can't accomplish and you fail at it, that can be really scary and really like frustrating and sad. And so we don't necessarily go all in because we're afraid of failing. Because if we fail, that means we're not going to be pursuing our purpose. So I think for me, that actually came into play because I would always play it safe at pretty much everything in my life. And I remember in college, I really wanted to be a resident assistant. And that was where you lived on campus with a bunch of college students, and you were kind of the resident leader on that floor for that residence hall. And it was super, it looked like such a fun job. And I never applied because I just felt like, oh, well, I probably won't get it. So I'm just not even going to apply. I did that same thing with being an orientation leader. I thought that would be super fun. I never applied. I also would have loved to have been on the dance team. I thought that they were amazing. But again, I didn't even try because I felt so insecure and I just did not want to fail and not make it, I guess. So I think fear of failure really holds us back from doing a lot of things, but particularly when it comes to figuring out and working towards our purpose. The second one is judgment from others. So signs that this is really impacting you and what you are trying to accomplish or figure out is that maybe you don't speak up in class because you feel like you might sound stupid, or you don't ask questions in class or to your professor because you don't want other students or other people to think that you don't know what you're doing. I know this can be a really, really hard one. Another sign that you might be experiencing judgment from others, or that you might, this might be holding you back, is that you don't go to a new club or organization because your friends won't either, they won't go with you, or they think it's stupid. And so you're just like, okay, well, I'll just go later, or I'll just not go. And then you just end up not ever going. So that can really hold you back. I see this a lot, and it's really dependent on your friend group and how supportive they are and what their goals are as well, and how they're getting or going through college in general. But judgment from others, if we're really going for it, people think you're weird. And I'm getting some of this a little bit, and I'm lucky that I have a lot of people around me who are pretty supportive, but there are some people that I think look at you differently and weird whenever you're really going for something that you really care about and that you're really passionate about. So that judgment is real and can really hold you back from pursuing what you know that you're supposed to. This also comes, I think, in a lot of layers for college students. So this can look anywhere from your friend group, from your parents or family members back home. There are so many layers to this. Also, romantic relationships. All of these things can really hinder us from actually pursuing what we want. They can also help us, but I've seen it more. I think it's as people that hold us back versus people that actually support us in this area. So the first one was fear of failure. The second one was judgment from others. The third one is that we freeze because we're just so overwhelmed. So we actually just don't do anything because we feel so confused about what our next step is. You don't know where you're supposed to start, so then you just don't start. This is actually one of the easiest ones, I think, that might be easier to not get over, but challenge yourself with. Because in this scenario, you really can just take that one next step. Even if you are interested in like 10 different things and you think that you'd love all of them, just pick one and start doing it for a few weeks, see what happens, and then pick the other one, and then pick another one, or it just, you end up seeing what works for you. So the first one was fear of failure. The second one is judgment from others. The third one is just freezing. The fourth one is that your priorities are off. And what I mean by this is that we choose and prioritize the things that are more comfortable to us and more familiar. And so by doing that, we are prioritizing comfort instead of being uncomfortable. Anytime you're trying to grow, you're trying to learn, and you're working towards your purpose, or you're trying to figure out what your purpose is, your priorities have to be on point. And your priorities are going to make you uncomfortable if you are pursuing your purpose. And I think this is a lot about really aligning what you say that you want with the actions that you're taking. When you say that you want something, but you're not actually taking the steps towards that something, you're out of alignment, which means your priorities are off and you are off in general. And this can be really hard because there's definitely some discomfort that we're experiencing from that, but it's easier almost not to do anything or to do the things that make us more comfortable instead of being uncomfortable. So that alignment really has to be on point when it comes to your priorities, not only what you want to do, but what you actually do. So the first one was fear of failure. The second one was judgment from others. The third one was freezing. The fourth one is your priorities might be off. The fifth one is that good is the enemy of great. And so when I see this one, I see, you know, your life might be really awesome right now. And that is really cool. But as a result, we typically or we can tend to be lazy because we don't want to get off our butt and actually put in work because life is pretty good right now. And I gotta be honest, that's kind of where I'm at right now. Life is really good for me. And I have to continuously work towards a better life that I know that I want. And that's why I can't really be lazy, but good can be the enemy of great. There's actually a book called Good is the Enemy of Great, and I'm super excited to read that soon, but I just think it's really relevant right now. We can have a good enough major. We can have a good enough career path, what we think is, you know, good enough for us, instead of having that great life that we actually want. And so we don't go for it. We don't even if we know what our purpose is, we don't actually go for it because we think we're just, this will be fine. I can't tell you how many times I've seen a student share that with me. They're like, oh yeah, it'll be good. But they don't light up. And I can tell a difference between students that I work with who have some clear direction. Even if they don't have like a specific job that they want to do, they have direction and something that they really care about. And you can tell the difference in the students that I work with. It's incredible. But I really do think good is the enemy of great. And we end up not wanting to put in the work because things are pretty good. And honestly, if you are okay with that, that's fine. This podcast is probably not the podcast for you because I'm going to challenge the shit out of you to think bigger and that you are supposed to be great. You already are great, but you can also do great things in this world. And again, this really holds us back from pursuing our purpose and what we really know that we are supposed to do because we just end up settling. So the first one is fear of failure. The second one is judgment from others. The third one is freezing because it's so much. The fourth one is priorities are off. The fifth one is that good is the enemy of great. And the sixth one is the imposter syndrome or the self-doubt that we feel all of the time because we don't know if we can actually do the thing that we want to do. And so instead of pursuing what we know that we want to do, we just end up, again, kind of settling. So going back to that good is the enemy of great. But it's really about these feelings, these insecurities that we feel that hold us back because we don't think we're good enough. We think somebody's already doing that thing. We think that I could never be the person who is a journalist, or I could never be a person who is a travel photographer. I could never be the person who is a doctor. I could never be the person who conducts research and writes books. I could never be an author of a best-selling novel. I hear these things all the time, but then I also see other students pursuing them, which is why I am doing this podcast, because I do think it's possible for you. And honestly, it might not be possible, right? But what if it is? And I've done another episode on this already, so I'm not going to talk about it too much, but you have got to find out what's possible for you. Do not tell yourself a story that may or may not be true. A lot of times we'll tell ourselves that we shouldn't go for this thing because somebody else is going to get it, so it doesn't matter. I'm telling you, I did this all through college, and it definitely held me back from what I actually wanted to do. I think another example of some of this showing up for me was I always thought I wanted to be a teacher, and when I decided that I didn't want to be anymore, that was so heavy on me that I couldn't stay in that major anymore. But I could have. I could have just said, you know, good is the enemy of great. So I could have just said, you know what, I'm just going to stay in this major. I'll just finish. I'll be a teacher. And that was going to be good for me. That was not great for me. And it might be great for other people. It was not great for me. So I ended up having to change that because I felt that shift in myself that I had to make a change. I hope that this episode really gives you a sense of where you're at. I ask you to think through these six reasons of what holds us back from figuring out and pursuing our purpose. And think through one or two that is most impacting you right now. And I want to tell you too that just because I am talking about these doesn't mean that these don't hold me back also. Right now, I would say, you know, I'm writing my PhD. I'm experiencing a lot of the freeze right now because I feel like it's so overwhelming and it's so much. And I just don't even know sometimes like where to start, even though I have already started. So I think for me, it's kind of just, I'm overwhelmed right now and I feel overwhelmed with it. So then I just kind of avoid it. I can tell you last weekend, I did not avoid it. And I'm very happy about that. And I'm making progress and I'm very excited. But I just wanted to share that because we are all experiencing these things. And what we have to do is talk about it more And then we also have to take action towards one of them and just see which one is the easiest for you right now to minimize. And again, a lot of these are never going to go away. I know personally my self-doubt has definitely decreased over the past few years, but I've also done a lot of self-work to make that happen. But it's always still there. It's always there. And I'll let you know if it ever leaves. But it's important to just to take inventory of where you're at and figure out which one of these, again, you can minimize as much as possible and really start taking action toward figuring out what your purpose is and actually working towards that purpose. Thank you so much for listening to the College Life Podcast. A couple of you have reached out to me and just shared how much the podcast has helped you, and I just really appreciate that so freaking much. You have no clue. It makes my day. So thank you for reaching out. I hope that this podcast episode was helpful for you and that you really start thinking about what does really hold you back from actually working towards and figuring out your purpose. You deserve to figure out and find your purpose and actually take action towards it. You can do it. And this is your reminder. As always, don't forget to connect with me on Instagram at the College Life Coach. Feel free to message me or email me at thecollegelifecoach@gmail.com if you want to connect. I also just want to ask that you subscribe to the podcast and you actually rate it if you feel so moved. And I will catch you in the next one. I hope that you have an excellent week.